Dozens of people spoke during the public meeting that lasted until nearly midnight. Most of them support a strong fertilizer ordinance. One of them is Kathy Harrelson.
Our waterways are seriously impaired. We, the people of Pinellas County, and you, our elected representatives, are financially responsible for doing something about that serious threat to our environment, our health, and our economy. Therefore, we must move forward with any and all efforts to reduce the flow of damaging nutrients into our vital resources. In the old adage, when you find yourself in a hole, the first thing you do is stop digging. Well, that's kind of what we've got here. We're trying to stop the digging.
Fertilizer containing nitrogen and phosphorus are being regulated because they affect water quality. Pinellas County's Director of Environmental Management, Will Davis, says a newly adopted ordinance includes a ban on sale of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers beginning May the 1st, 2011, and the application of nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers during the rainy season.
No one can sell fertilizer. No retail establishment can sell fertilizer beginning May 1st, 2011, during the restricted season of June 1st through September 30th. It also sets out the granular fertilizer that when it is sold within Pinellas County, that it shall contain no less than 50% slow release.
The ordinance also requires training and certification of landscape companies. Davis says it's more comprehensive than similar ordinances adopted by Gulfport and St. Petersburg.
It is more inclusive than both of those. With regard to the retail ban and the restriction period, it's the same, but it is more inclusive. We have our certification and training requirements and our 50% slow release and so on. We have many more provisions. St. Pete lists a number of those provisions, but they made them, they recommended them. They didn't make them effective as an ordinance. Gulfport does, as we've said, have the retail sale ban and the restricted period.
According to Davis, slow-release nitrogen fertilizers are less likely to cause red tide.
There was a recent study, which we can say today, that showed that the slow-release products, if they're put down prior to the restriction period, will hold the turf through the summer. That was Dr. Sartain's paper that came out, and so it's from one standpoint, it'll hold through the summer period, and from another standpoint, it doesn't have that flash effect as you put down your product, and if it rains, it won't flash so immediately and end up in the runoff.
Assistant County Attorney Jewel White Cole says that this means tougher regulation than the state model ordinance passed in 2009.
What Senate Bill 494 also did, though, is recognize that a one-size-fits-all approach doesn't work for every local government in Florida. And what it provided for was for certain local governments to adopt additional or more stringent measures if they can meet certain criteria set forth in the state statute.
Cole says similar ordinances banning retail sales that have been adopted in other states do not restrict commerce.
A federal district, I believe out of Wisconsin, looked at a very, very similar ordinance that was a phosphorus-based regulation and found that since the regulation was not intended to restrict commerce, but it was intended to preserve water quality, they had no problem with it. So even though that's not controlling precedent here in Florida, we feel pretty comfortable that the courts here would be very persuaded by that.
But opponents of the ordinance think differently. One of them is Dan Gerber of the landscaping company True Green, who says that stricter rules would negatively impact the business.
There are no documents which address the financial impact of this program to consumers. There are no documents that address the financial impact on lawn care companies, the cost of the required slow-release fertilizer mix, the availability and sourcing opportunities for the fertilizer mix, the impact on employment, the impact on small business, whether or not the blackout period will work.
Gerber says the ordinance will also lead to job loss.
At the December 1st hearing, a representative of Valley Crest came before you and said in Sarasota County, they had 15 jobs before the Sarasota ordinance was passed and 9 afterwards. You will hear more about that impact on small businesses today. You must ask, is this too much government for small businesses in a difficult economic environment?
Phil Compton is a regional representative of the Sierra Club. He says that while nitrogen fertilizers cost about $5 at the hardware store, it costs the communities $235 per pound of nitrogen to remove it from the waterways. The fertilizer ban would cost taxpayers less money on the long run, like it happened in Sarasota, where a similar ordinance was adopted.
The experience in Sarasota. Who knew? The turf gets healthier. Down at Palmer Ranch, the cost of turf replacement went from $90,000 a year to about $1,000 a year. Isn't that great? Can't we save our taxpayers and our communities a lot of money in buying fertilizer and in replacing their turf?
14 communities in Florida, including St. Petersburg, Gulfport, and Naples, have adopted fertilizer and landscape ordinances. This is Bill Brown reading for Andrea Lipka for WMNF News.